news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, another chilly start here. 36 at our studios, heading for a high in the 50s. More weather discussion just 30 seconds away with Dr. Bill Williams. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start so far this morning. Coming in from the Bayway, the Causeway to downtown, no delays. Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear for the 1065 split heading up towards Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. We've had a good start to the morning so far. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the brand new four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot through here double wide, and you can pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
608 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Sean Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Hey, and speaking of podcasts, like Big Announcer Guy was just doing right there. It's funny, last night got two emails from folks that were not from our area. Did a conversation yesterday about lager. It was Lager Day, about the beer, you know, about the difference between ales and lagers and all that kind of stuff. And it got these emails, people from around the country looking for our podcast. Well, you can do like those people from one from North Carolina and think one from Kansas did by just going to our page, fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for podcast. It's a la carte. It's buffet style there. Pick the show, pick the hour. We do around 40 hours a week of live local programming here, and we appreciate you listening on air. We appreciate all the listening online as well. So you can just go to the podcast page, pick the show, pick the hour, download it right there, or better yet, you can go ahead and subscribe and have those delivered right there to your smartphone.
Yeah, that's one of the best ways to do it, because then you don't have to go to fmtalk1065.com, which we appreciate
that.
When you go
thank
there.
Thank you, Dalton. We'd encourage
right.
that.
But having the podcast sent directly to you, I mean, you can't beat that. That's like direct deposit.
So. It's like direct deposit.
Yeah, you can do that EFT. You can subscribe on Stitcher. You can subscribe on iTunes. TuneIn Radio, you're probably already streaming us on there, but you can get the podcast there now. Plenty of pretty much wherever podcasts are available, you can find FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, so and also
you could
Spotify.
Take it straight to the bank. Is what
yes,
he's saying.
That's right.
I like that. Okay, let me write something down. That's promo material.
Direct
deposit for your ears or something
ooh.
Like that. Okay.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
All right, we're writing down
teamwork here. Right here.
Hey, while we're
como se dice ears.
Ojos y. Give me a second. I'll figure it out as I conjure my 7-year-old Sean Sullivan that he's lost all his Spanish over 40 years.
Funny how the team always does our best work after National Lager Day. I don't know if that's a coincidence or what, but I think
orejas.
That gets us.
Orejas.
Oh, okay. Orejas.
Ojos, or eyes, and orejas. That's why I was stuck on ojos. All right. 10 minutes after 6 o'clock is tiempo. Out of headlines with Kelly Finley.
Buenos dias. Muchas gracias, senor. It is 6:10 on your Tuesday morning, one step closer to Friday, just putting it out there. Happening today, former U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He will speak to the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce. Of course, he's our former Alabama Senator. He's speaking at the annual conference at the Renaissance Hotel and Conference Center, in case you're in the area. You'll recall Sessions resigned at the request of President Trump one day after the November 6th midterm election, even though he was one of the first big names to stump for the then candidate. Now, despite implementing policies pertaining to illegal immigration, a subject Mr. Trump made his priority, the former AG, well, fell out of favor with the president after recusing himself from the investigation, the ongoing investigation, I should say, into the Russian interference into the 2016 election. So that leaves then the million or perhaps billion-dollar question. Will he or won't he run for Senate in 2020? Senator Doug Jones won that seat in a special election. Well, in an interview last week with Politico, Sessions says that he did not miss being in the Senate and said he planned to spend some time, quote, clearing his brain in Alabama before announcing a decision about his plans. Sessions is 71 years old. He served in the Senate from 1997 to 2017, and before that, he was Attorney General of Alabama and a federal prosecutor in Alabama's Southern District. Two women arrested in two separate incidents at an Alabama prison called Stanton Correctional Facility, which is in Elmore County. On Sunday, Delisha Sweet and Donna Stewart, both taken into custody. ADOC officials say 46-year-old Sweet is from Enterprise. She was arrested when a correctional officer found marijuana on her. You see, she was visiting an inmate at the time of her arrest, and she has been charged with promoting prison contraband and possession of marijuana. And then there's Stewart. She's 51. She's from Brookwood. She was arrested after correctional officers found, guess what? A package containing a controlled substance in possession of an inmate that she was visiting. Stewart admitted to giving the controlled substance to the inmate during the visit, and she was charged with promoting prison contraband. Sweet and Stewart were taken to the Elmore County Jail following their arrests. If you're visiting people behind bars, you can't take them surprises. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
So those are the mules of the day. Drug mules of the day. That's how I posted up. Here's today's mules. That will get, you know, that'll get attention with ladies if you start calling them mules.
Would you call it, would that be hee-haw?
Yes. You're the drug mules of the day. Here they are. Put their faces up
the
there.
The hee-haw moment.
613 FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of trust, also known as the love song of a finely tuned Caterpillar engine. A sound that can get a working man's blood pumping each morning and let him sleep like a baby every night. Because he knows that cat machine's gonna work, do its magnificent thing. It's what allows a small business to play big and helps a hard-working man keep the promises he's made to his customers and to himself. Trust, it doesn't happen overnight. It can and should take time to earn. At Thompson Tractor, we've been at it for over 60 years. With industry-leading product selection, service, and commitment. The kind you'd expect from a company that's been around. We know what you're up against. We understand your dreams. After all, we started out small ourselves. So if you want to win your customers' trust, get yourself a partner you can trust, like Thompson Tractor. Get 0% financing for 60 months on select new Cat machines. Offer good through January 31st. Visit thompsoncat.com for details.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile semi-pro football team will dedicate its season to a father shot and killed over the weekend. The team will wear a number 90 decal on their helmets to honor 30-year-old Jamal Chambers. Here's what the team's general manager had to say.
Tell you, one of the kindest person that you ever met in your life. Came to practice with a willing attitude, smile. I mean, make everybody laugh.
Chambers was killed Friday in the Trinity Gardens area of Pritchard. The Mobile City Council will meet this morning with its attorney to discuss a legal strategy against Mayor Sandy Stimson. Stimson sued the council last week over the hiring of a public relations consultant. The mayor argues only his office has the power to create city jobs. A new report suggests Alabama has the deadliest prisons in the country. According to Montgomery-based nonprofit, 18 inmates have been killed in the state's prisons since October 2016. Department of Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton blamed a shortage of staff and overcrowded prisons. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Old Time Feed is a feed store, but there's more, like a huge selection of indoor and outdoor plants, furniture and supplies, even backyard chickens and feed by the pound. Old Time Feed also services contractors too, but Old Time Feed still has the same smiling faces ready to welcome you with a cup of coffee and friendly conversation. So whether you need seed for little ducklings or an orchid for mom, stop into the Feel Good store. We'll take great care of you. Start fall with coffee, conversation, and great advice at Old Time Feed, Highway 98 and Greeno Road in Fairhope.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Good morning, 616 on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for getting your Tuesday started with Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. Last night on Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks used a smothering defense to beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-7 in Seattle. Neither team's offense could get anything going most of the night. The score was 3-0 Seattle entering the fourth quarter. Seahawks kicker Sebastian Janikowski kicked a 35-yard field goal to extend the lead to 6-0. After that, the Vikings began having an easier time moving the ball, but twice entered Seattle's end of the field and twice came away without points. One drive, the Seahawks stopped the Vikings on fourth and goal from the one-yard line, and on the next Vikings drive, that ended with Seattle linebacker Bobby Wagner blocking a 47-yard field goal attempt with 5.5 minutes left in the game.
It is blocked as a flag comes down, and it was Bobby Wagner. Who else?
The next drive ended with a Seattle touchdown on a 2-yard rush from running back Chris Carson. The Seahawks added a 2-point conversion to stretch the lead to 14-0. And then to pad the score, Seahawks defense came up big again, returning a fumble 29 yards for a touchdown to go up 21-0.
Pressure ball is out and scooped up as Seattle's Justin Coleman on the return.
Minnesota avoided the shutout and probably won some people some fantasy games with a Dalvin Cook touchdown on the next drive, but their postseason hopes are now shot as the Vikings' record falls to 6-6-1. The Seahawks, meanwhile, are now 8-5 and have a pretty good hold on a wild card spot in the NFC playoffs. The Oakland Raiders announced Monday that the team has fired general manager Reggie McKenzie, effective immediately. McKenzie's been the Raiders GM since 2012. He was under contract through the 2021 NFL draft as part of a 4-year extension signed in 2016. Raiders went 39-70 with McKenzie as the GM. That's 29th in the NFL in that time span. The Associated Press All-American teams were announced yesterday, and like many of the other awards given out this season, Alabama and the SEC are on top.
Mm-hmm.
The Crimson Tide had six players chosen to the three All-American teams. That's more than any other school. Number two, Clemson has three first-teamers. Number four, Oklahoma has two All-Americans, including quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Kyler Murray. And number three, Notre Dame had one All-American on the first team. The Tide placed two players on each side of the ball, with Outland Trophy winner Quinnen Williams highlighting the defense. Receiver Jerry Jeudy, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, and safety Deontay Thompson also made the first team, while Tua was the second team quarterback. Kyler Murray won the first team quarterback honors. LSU had two first team All-Americans, linebacker Devin White and safety Grant Delpit. Kentucky placed two players on the first team, linebacker Josh Allen and guard Bunchy Stallings. Wildcats have not had an AP All-American since receiver/kick returner Derek Abney back in 2002. Mississippi State and Texas A&M each had three overall selections on the three teams. The SEC led all conferences with 11 players chosen as first-team All-Americans. The next closest conference was the ACC with five. So they more than doubled the ACC. In the NBA, LeBron James and the LA Lakers beat Dwayne Wade and the Miami Heat 108-105. LeBron had 28 points, 12 assists, and 9 rebounds in the win. Golden State beat Minnesota 116-108. The New Orleans Pelicans lost to Boston 113-100. Indiana got the win over Washington 109-101. Sacramento took care of Chicago 108-89. Joel Embiid had 24 points and 8 rebounds, leading Philly past Detroit 116-102. Milwaukee cruised by Cleveland 108-92, and Denver beat Memphis 105-99. 6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports right here on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. On the way, modern technology saves us 2 weeks a year, according to a new study. What do you think those methods of technology, what tech things save us the time? We'll get your list coming up, and I'll give you their list. Also on the way, 2018 Times Person of the Year, which reminds me to tell you we're in the nominee process for our 2018 Alabamian of the Year. We'll talk about that when we come back.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, well, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
At 6:23, FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, modern technology, they say, saves us up to 2 weeks a year. Coming up, we'll tell you what the top 10 tech items are that save us the most time and get y'all's discussion and interaction over on the text line at 343-0106. Right now, we check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
You know, I just can't wait to that list. I'm going to add my two cents.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Sure.
Is it because you can put black tape over the time when the time has changed on the VCR?
That is. Let me check the list. Let me check and... incorrect.
Okay, just thinking. Okay, it's 6:23 on your Tuesday morning. Good morning, everyone. This is a story, as a parent, will make you mad, but will encourage you to know what your children are doing, especially online. You see, a grown man thinking he was soliciting a child for intercourse was arrested this weekend. The Walton County Sheriff's Office in Florida arrested Jason Sherritt on Saturday. You see, between October 25th and December 7th, he engaged with an undercover officer through chit chats on a social media account depicting a 13-year-old child. Okay, so Sherritt is charged with using a computer to solicit a child for sex, two counts of transmitting harmful material to a minor, and using a communication device to facilitate a felony. All four charges are felonies in the state of Florida. He was arrested and booked into the Walton County Jail on Saturday. He received a $25,000 bond and released the following day. He thought he was talking to a 13-year-old female child. Remember that. Let's talk about insurance this morning and the Affordable Care Act. Stats this year say fewer people are signing up this year for health insurance on the marketplace. You are fast approaching that December 15th deadline. The open enrollment period for purchasing health insurance at healthcare.gov, well, that window was November 1st to December the 15th. The healthcare.gov marketplace was created by the law passed in 2010, mostly geared toward people who do not not have health insurance available through their job or who need individual or family coverage. Many people can also qualify for tax credits to help cover the cost of health insurance premiums. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services report that 63,751 people in Alabama had purchased or renewed their plans on healthcare.gov as of December 1st, but that's about 9,000 fewer than this time last year. Here in Alabama, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama is the main provider and offers 9 individual plans that comply with the ACA. I did not know this part, though. If you live in Jefferson, Shelby, or Walker counties, Bright Health also offers health insurance plans on the ACA marketplace, so do your research. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625, FM Talk 106.5. Okay, so the list of time-saving tech is out here. Folks over at London Economic put this out. They said, modern technology gets a bad rap sometimes with it stealing your privacy, brainwashing us and our children, making us depressed. Besides all that small stuff, it's pretty darn swell. And I will say, in the things listed here, I would put this on my list of, and I'm not a Luddite, I like technology and all that, but I'm a guy that harkens back to doing things the old-fashioned way, except for some things, like wheels, air conditioning, antibiotics.
How do you feel about gas fireplaces?
Bad. I don't like that. I like regular wood. But here's the list. So according to the study, all the technology we have is actually saving us full 2 weeks every year. You get to do probably other stuff that other jobs now that you're doing.
Do tell.
So it will add up to 2.5 years in your lifetime. The 10 things that save us the most time. Number one on their list, online banking. I like that. I do. I use online banking.
And
everybody,
it saves you money, too, because all that tree and bushels and things.
I like to use trees. It's good for Alabama forestry. But the stamp thing, which is not good for the post office, but yes, I do the online banking. Number two, email. I don't know about email. Email seems to take up more of my time than it saves, at least in what we do here. Number three, preach on, microwaves.
Amen.
Because I told you during the week I don't cook. I make food hot.
Oh,
that's the difference. See, cooking is so you're getting, got some music on and you got a cold beverage and do it. That's cooking. During the week, you're making food hot for children. So that's what the microwave is good at. Number four, online shopping. Of course, we talk about that. Number five, cell phones. Yeah, I think that because you could take a call while you're going to one place, can maximize.
Yeah.
Number six, Lord knows what this means for America, the TV remote.
We'd
be so much skinnier as a if they'd never come up with that. But
there'd be fewer channels too.
Except when you lose it. When you lose the remote control, you will spend so much time racing around looking for it.
Welcome to my house. I tell you what, we'll finish out this list on the backside of Dr. Bill. He's on the way right after News 5.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A man from Robertsdale is dead after he was hit by an SUV in Tennessee. The accident happened Sunday on Interstate 81 in Kingsport. 58-year-old Willie Taylor stopped on the shoulder of the interstate after his tractor-trailer broke down. A Dodge Journey hit a patch of snow and hit Taylor. He died at the scene. We're waiting to confirm the identity of a woman found dead along the banks of the Escambia River. The woman's body was found just a few miles from where Eva McBride disappeared a little over 2 weeks ago. Investigators have been searching the east side of Flomaton for the 74-year-old. Fairhope City Council delayed a decision on an ordinance that would have allowed people to carry alcohol outside in the downtown area. The ordinance establishes an entertainment district allowing alcohol in marked cups during special events. Councilman Jay Robinson.
It needs to be more finite and concrete so that our police department knows exactly what the police department and our restaurants know exactly what they're getting into.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KimcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Since 1917, Three George's Candy has been sweetening up Mobile Christmases. From Aunt Leela's rum cake to our mini fruit cakes to deep dish pecan pie, Christmas dinner isn't complete without dessert from Three George's and the Nut House. And don't forget Three George's cheese straws, a must-have at any Christmas party. Stop in one of our stores, Three George's Candy downtown on Dauphin Street. It'll put you in the Christmas spirit. 433-1689 or visit threegeorges.com.
Also at our factory store on Broad and your favorite grocer.
Turn back the hands of time with an Alabama Bicentennial Passport as your traveling companion. Experience a living history when you explore nearly 300 destinations featured in the book. See the places and meet the legends whose stories shaped the nation. Learn more about the Passport and Alabama's Bicentennial celebrations at alabama200.org. This message is sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Bloomberg News is reporting this morning that China is moving toward cutting its trade war tariffs on imported U.S.-made cars. Bloomberg says a proposal to reduce tariffs on U.S. cars to 15% from the current 40% is working through the Chinese government. British Prime Minister Theresa May is taking a risk in negotiations to remove Britain from the European Union. Correspondent Bianca Nobilo reports from London. May called off a vote in Parliament on the current plan in order to rework it.
The Prime Minister has now defined herself on this Brexit plan. So she's synonymous with it. If it fails, she will fail too. And her leadership is in a very delicate position as well.
Democratic congressional leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer will meet with President Trump today to try to avert a partial government shutdown when current funding expires December 21st. Hefty gains for stock futures on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up 254 points. Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks now 8-5 after beating the Minnesota Vikings. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. With a $120 million severance package on the line, an investigation into sexual misconduct claims against former CBS CEO Les Moonves will loom over the network's annual shareholders meeting today. But CBS officials are unlikely to say more beyond seeking to reassure shareholders that the board is on top of the situation. The scandal is likely to be mentioned only peripherally because shareholder meetings are typically limited to normal annual meeting duties. Under Armour has ousted two sports marketing executives after the apparel brand conducted an internal review of their department's spending. The Wall Street Journal says no reason was given for their departure, but management has recently questioned the way the two men had been running the sports marketing department. Under Armour is taking a look at gifts to athletes and nights out that included attending strip clubs. Crude oil trading at $51.34 a barrel on Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Ron, it's Bob.
Hey, Bob, how's it been?
I heard that my brother Dave has a whopper of a hunting story, but I promise you, I can top it. Three of us went up to the hunting camp a few weeks ago, shot some hogs that were tearing up the feed plots. Even got to drive up there in style in Mrs. Bob's new SUV since my truck's been acting up.
So, Bob, what happened?
It really wasn't my fault. We loaded up the cooler with the meat, and somehow the cooler plug got knocked off.
Oh, no.
Ron, it's worse. The liquid from the cooler soaked the carpet under the floor mats. None of us noticed until we started smelling the stench. About a week later, the detail shop thinks we may need to replace all of the carpet in her vehicle, and she's not talking to me right now.
Bob, come down to the shop. We just got some really nice silver bracelets in. And maybe Tony can make you some custom sterling nose plugs.
That's not funny.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, on Facebook, and at 251-725-1590.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, another chilly start this morning. 36 at our studios. Let's talk about it with Dr. Bill. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So, yesterday, pretty cold start. This morning, down the 30s again. And what does the rest of the week hold?
Well, you know, we're going to be in the 30s again tonight. We're not over with this. Big high pressure system now moving across our area. It was slow to get down into the 30s last night, mainly because of cloud cover. But tonight, it's going to be clear, and we'll see temperatures get down into the mid-30s again and get into the 30s a lot quicker than it did last night. Today, we've got a pretty nice day with sunny skies and temperatures in the upper 50s. That's warmer than yesterday. The cloud yesterday kept temperatures down to only 50 for a high. So 58 this afternoon, and as I mentioned, in the mid-30s tonight. Tomorrow, a little bit warmer. Should have plenty of sunshine and get up to around 62 degrees, so that should feel good. But after that, we've got a storm system in the picture. It's coming through the Great Plains, and we'll move through Arkansas by the old Friday. And but it will bring us some good weather for the weekend. So Thursday looks like a cloudy day as that storm system starts to move across the Mississippi River. And so cloudy skies, good chance for showers on Thursday and Thursday night. Possibly a few thunderstorms around. We don't see any kind of a severe weather outbreak at this time, but mostly rain. High on Thursday, getting near 70, in the upper 60s. And then on Friday, it cools down a bit. The rain gradually come to an end. Most of the showers in the morning on Friday, mostly cloudy, around 60 degrees for the high temperature Friday afternoon. As for the weekend, and looking good. A little bit cooler. Saturday, mostly sunny, upper 50s. And then Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny, highs in the low 60s. So we're going to get the rain over with before the weekend.
Any severe weather associated with Thursday into Friday?
Doesn't look like it at this time. We may see a few thunderstorms develop as we warm up to near 70 degrees. But right now, we're not looking at any kind of severe weather outbreak.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. So, yeah, before we went to the break, just saying this study out shows that technology is saving us two full weeks a year. Obviously, these are averages because different people use things different different amounts. But in average, this London economic story said, according to the study, all the technology we have is actually saving us two full weeks a year. So we added up to almost 2.5 years in our lifetime. The 10 things that save us the most time. Number one was online banking. I think we all agreed we like that one. Mm-hmm. Email, I disagree because I think email wastes my time. But by the way, email Sean at fmtalk1065.com. Join the 300 emails a day again.
Not if you're in your junk folder, though. That's a time
I went in the junk folder yesterday and I found a bunch of stuff that right. Google had decided to put in there that mm-hmm. you shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff getting through the okay.
But it feels so good to let it go.
Number three on their list, microwaves. I agree. Mm-hmm. Number four, online shopping. Number five, cell phones. Number six, the television remote.
Mm-hmm.
Which, let me point out, this is brilliance here from unnamed texter. Said, trust disappears from marriage when a remote is lost too. Are you sitting on the remote? No. Get up then. There is somebody who is knows the truth of marriage right there. I trust you, baby, but get up. I want to see underneath where you're. I think you're sitting on the remote. Number seven, laptops. I guess, or mm-hmm. handhelds, or but laptops mm-hmm. on the list. Mm-hmm. Number eight, this will bring up a robust discussion maybe we can have after 8:30 this morning. Self-checkout.
Oh, yes.
For some of us, self-checkout works quickly, yep. But there would be people in line to use the self-checkout in front of me that has to have the person from the store walk them through doing the self-checkout, and at that point, the advantage is lost. Number 9, frozen meals.
That goes with microwave, right?
I guess so. At number 10, preach. I wish it wasn't so, and, you know, here around my home, we're good here in Alabama, or Southwest Alabama, but I've gotten lucky enough to travel some places lately. Mm-hmm. A GPS.
Oh, yes.
To be able to leave here and, you know, and drive across the country and know where to merge and turn and go around and all that, the GPS is it's a fantastic thing. And out on the water, for those of us fishing in the Gulf and fishing in the Bay, GPS is it's huge, big deal in my life.
I was just going to say, I remember when we drove to Michigan from here and we had the competing GPSs going. And so one was a male voice, one was a female voice, and one was very distinct with her turns, and the male voice was a little different. So they were fighting.
That male voice at any point go, listen, I know this. I've done this before. I need you chiming in on this.
Make a left now. You know.
By the way, all my tech, anything that speaks to me tech-wise, all female voices. I've selected all female voices.
Do they have accents?
American accent. I don't have the English accent or anything, but all Americans.
I went with Cockney. The Cockney accent.
You don't know which way they're saying. No. 640 FM Talk 106.5. Also, reminder, Alabama of the Year 2018. We're taking your nominations right now. We'll talk more about that and also give you Time Magazine's Person of the Year nominees next.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, The Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've had a few minor fender benders but moved into parking lots. Good ride across the Bayway, some gusty winds, so hang on to the wheel coming in from Daphne and Spanish Fort. But again, no major backups or delays. From Pritchard to Saraland, been a good ride so far this morning. Just watch for local radar in those school zones. Create lasting family holiday memories by traveling to the Gulf Coast premier Christmas tree farm. It's Fish River Christmas Tree Farm in Silver Hill, Alabama. 40-acre farm with thousands of trees to choose from. See them at fishrivertrees.com. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
642 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. By the way, we're online, fmtalk1065.com. Find us on Facebook. Also find us on Twitter and Instagram. We'll talk more about that coming up. Right now, let's get what's important. Headlines with Kelly Findlay.
Alrighty, thank you. Good morning, everyone. May we never forget the ultimate sacrifice so many have made for us in this country. On Monday, 7 more names were added to the Fallen Heroes Memorial at the state capitol here in Alabama during a rededication of the memorial and wreath-laying ceremony. It's been 6 years since the last ceremony. The Fallen Heroes Memorial at the Capitol honors service members who died on active duty in the support of the war on terrorism and a foreign field of operations. Now, these deaths could be the result of hostile or non-hostile actions. Governor Kay Ivey, who was present at the event, says that, quote, when we lay a wreath, we are signaling that we will never forget their sacrifices, and very importantly, we are showing our young people and future generations that they can never, ever take our freedoms for granted. We want to remember a Navy Operations Specialist, Second Class Nahaman Lyons IV, Navy Information Systems Tech First Class Marsha Ratchford, Army Specialist Michael S. Coat Jr., also Army Sergeant James L. Skalberg, and Army Private First Class Julian L. Colvin. Also, Army Private First Class being remembered, Army Private First Class Errol D. A. Milliard, and Army Lieutenant Timothy G. Santos Jr., all being remembered on Monday as part of that rededication ceremony. If you're familiar with the Dumb Waiter restaurant, you definitely should follow them on Instagram. I saw this post yesterday and I wanted to share it with you. Remember when we were seeing the hashtag Barry Strong in honor of the young lady who just was taken too soon as a result of succumbing to cancer? Mm-hmm. You know, she attended school in Spanish Fort. Well, at Dumb Waiter restaurant, they posted the following. This week, we will be donating a portion of proceeds to the Barry family from our Fairhope location in memory of Caroline Barry. If you have the opportunity, join us in blessing this wonderful family and their time of loss. Hashtag Fairhope, Alabama. Hashtag Spanish Fort. Hashtag Daphne, Alabama. Hashtag Coastal, Alabama. So surrounding this family with love, especially going into the Christmas season. At Dumb Waiter Restaurant. That is their handle. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. Let's see. It's right now, what, 3 weeks till the end of the year? Something like that?
Goodness, you're right. 20 days.
Yeah. So we are in the process of the 2018 Alabamian of the Year nominations. And let me give you this. Time Magazine, that I think they copied us, they have this thing called Person of the Year. They have released their short list for 2018 on this year's list. President Donald Trump, the separated families at the border, Vladimir Putin, Robert Mueller, Ryan Coogler, director of Black Panther, Christine Blasey Ford, Jamal Khashoggi, March for Our Lives activist, and Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president. Mm-hmm. And so that's theirs. Ours is a more robust list that'll come out with your nominees, and then we will seed them into brackets over the next couple of weeks, and y'all vote and decide who becomes Alabamian of the Year. It's not always a person. Lord knows we have critters nominated, but it could be, just like you saw with Time Magazine, it could be a group or a movement. It could be an individual. It could be a critter or a thing, because we opened up our nominees to a little more fun here. At the same time, though, make this judgment. It's not a popularity contest. Now, you can nominate somebody who's done great things. That's okay. I'm not against that. But it's the person, thing, critter, entity that has most influenced the state of Alabama in 2018. So it couldn't be for the positive. It also can be on negative. It is the person, thing, critter, whatever, that's most influenced the news cycle, the goings-on, technical term, in the state of Alabama in 2018. So we love your nominees. You can put them on the text line at 343-0106 on our Facebook page. There's a pinned status for it there. Or just hit us up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5 with the hashtag Alabamian of the Year 2018. And we'll be right back.
The holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-735.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile's semi-pro football team will dedicate its season to a father shot and killed over the weekend. The team will wear a number 90 decal on their helmets to honor 30-year-old Jamal Chambers. Here's what the team's general manager had to say.
Tell you, one of the kindest person that you ever met in your life. Came to practice with a willing attitude, smile. I mean, made everybody laugh.
Chambers was killed Friday in the Trinity Gardens area of Pritchard. The Mobile City Council will meet this morning with its attorney to discuss a legal strategy against Mayor Sandy Stimson. Stimson sued the council last week over the hiring of a public relations consultant.
The mayor argues only his office has the power to create city jobs. A new report suggests Alabama has the deadliest prisons in the country. According to Montgomery-based nonprofit, 18 inmates have been killed in the state's prisons since October 2016. Department of Corrections spokesperson Bob Horton blamed a shortage of staff and overcrowded prisons. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks used a smothering defense to beat the Minnesota Vikings 21-7 in Seattle. Neither team's offense could get anything going for most of the night. The score was 3-0 Seattle entering the fourth quarter. Seahawks kicker Sebastian Janikowski kicked a 35-yard field goal to extend the lead to 6-0. And after that, the Vikings began having an easier time moving the ball down the field. But twice, they entered Seattle's end of the field and twice came away without points. One drive, the Seahawks stopped the Vikings on fourth and goal from the one-yard line. And on the next Minnesota drive, that ended with the Seattle linebacker Bobby Wagner blocking a 47-yard field goal attempt with 5.5 minutes left in the game.
As a flag comes down, and it was Bobby Wagner. Who else?
The next drive ended with a Seattle touchdown on a 2-yard rush from running back Chris Carson. Seahawks added a 2-point conversion to stretch the lead to 14-0. And then to pad the score, the Seahawks defense came up big again, returning a fumble 29 yards for a touchdown to go up 21-0.
Pressure ball is out and scooped up as Seattle's Justin Coleman on the return, and he's going to score with it.
Minnesota avoided the shutout with a Dalvin Cook touchdown on the next drive, but their postseason hopes are now shot as the Vikings' record falls to 6-6-1. The Seahawks, meanwhile, are now 8-5 and have a pretty good hold on a wild card spot in the NFC playoffs. The Oakland Raiders announced Monday that the team has fired general manager Reggie McKenzie, effective immediately. McKenzie's been the Raiders' GM since 2012. Raiders went 39-70 with McKenzie as the GM. That's 29th in the NFL in that time span. The Associated Press All-American teams were announced yesterday, and like many of the other awards given out this season, Alabama and the SEC are on top. The Crimson Tide had 6 players chosen to the 3 All-American teams. That's more than any other school. The Tide placed 2 players on each side of the ball. On first team, with Outland Trophy winner Quinnen Williams highlighting the defense, receiver Jerry Jeudy, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, and safety Deontay Thompson also made the first team. Tua Tagovailoa was the second team quarterback. Kyler Murray ended up being the first team quarterback chosen by the AP. LSU had 2 first team All-Americans, linebacker Devin White and safety Grant Delpit. Kentucky placed 2 players on the first team, linebacker Josh Allen and guard Bunchy Stallings. Wildcats have not had an AP All-American since 2002. Mississippi State and Texas A&M each had 3 overall selections on the 3 teams. The SEC led all conferences with 11 players chosen as first team All-Americans. The next closest conference was the ACC with 5. 6:52 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Why did I feel I could, like, hear the color of the Seattle uniforms through those cuts from the green, action green, they're calling it. People say it reminds them of the Great Gazoo from the Flintstones. To me, coming through the television, maybe it had more of a yellow tint to it, and it reminded me, fishing folks out there, freshwater fish, does it not look like a chartreuse spinnerbait skirt to you? I mean, the color of, like, fishing lure. It's strange.
And what's Seattle. Great, after the game, they were able to go out and pick up trash next to the side of the road.
Safely.
Yeah, safely.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are still clear. We've had a couple hit and runs, but nothing in the roadways that'll slow you down. For the 1065 split out towards Range Line, Theodore Dawes Road, we've had light traffic. Heading on 65 from Airport Dauphin and Moffitt, no delays so far this morning on the way in. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area. They're providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for temperatures in the upper 50s. Tonight, mostly clear and chilly with lows in the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild with afternoon readings in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. I'm State Farm Agent Allison Horner, and I'm no different. I run a small business here in Mobile, too, and I'm perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Find me at Cottage Hill and Hillcrest Roads or on my website, AllisonHorner.com, for small business insurance today.
655 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Findley.
Thank you, my friend. Good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday. Changes are coming to your kids' lunches. You'll recall under the Obama administration, the Hunger Free Kids Act in 2010, that's where schools were restricted to serving only whole grains and only fat-free milk could be flavored. This was an act that was led by then First Lady Michelle Obama. Well, under the new regulations announced by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Trump administration, only half the grains served to students will be required to be whole grains, which means your kiddos will now be served biscuits, tortillas, and grits to be served as part of lunch or perhaps breakfast if their school serves that. So the Agriculture Secretary, Sonny Perdue, says that, quote, the USDA is committed to serving meals to kids that are both nutritious and satisfying. These common sense flexibilities provide excellent customer service to our local school nutrition professionals while giving the children the world-class food service they deserve. So these updated lunch options are designed to get the kiddos to eat more at lunch while keeping with the nutritional standards in place.
Something that they will eat.
If you need your emotional support animal with you and your flight is longer than 8 hours, don't book on Delta Airlines. They are tightening up their rules. They say neither support animals nor trained service animals will be allowed on any Delta flights if they're under 4 months old. The changes take effect December 18th. Now, they say that there are some exceptions will be made until February 1st for customers who've already purchased a ticket and asked to bring a support animal. They're tightening up the rules on the animal, saying the numbers have skyrocketed and some have relieved themselves on the planes or taken a bite out of other animals on the planes, and in one case, even a Delta passenger. So people who fill out the forms to travel with a support animal, they do get to avoid those pet carriage fees. And if you've ever had to travel with an animal, that's sometimes, I mean, $50-$75 to put them underneath the plane. But the conditions have to be okay from where you're taking off.
Not too hot, not too
cold. Yeah, to where you're landing and where you're going in transit. So you may just want to board Fido the next time you have somewhere to go that's longer than an 8-hour flight. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.